To the alumni of many years, sincerest greetings. And when I use the familiar Latin phrase, ave atque vale, you will appreciate its appropriateness, since this is truly my hail to the machine I'm speaking through. And when I close this little chat, farewell will be also fitting, as I shall be slipping away from this place of happy memories to another sphere of activity. Do you realize that I have taught every student who has graduated from Agnes Scott between 1918 and 1943? And I wish there were time to speak to each one of you. But since I'm trying to crowd into 4 minutes some events of 25 years, I must be brief. Naturally, my first thoughts turn to my own department and its development. You doubtless know that Dr. Gaines was the first professor of Bible at Agnes Scott. He was followed by Dr. Thielen Rice, Dr. Armstrong, and for a year each by Dr. S.G. Stukes, Dr. McCain, and Reverend F.D. Stevenson. In 1916, Dr. Gaines called upon me where I was teaching in the Mississippi State College for Women, and in his quiet, dignified manner said, Mrs. Seidenstricker, I have been considering inviting you to accept the chair of Bible at Agnes Scott College. This is an innovation, I know, for we always have had a man at the head of this department. But I believe you have the qualifications for the Agnes Scott requirements, and I hope you will accept the position. While it was hard to break my Mississippi ties, I felt that here I should have the work nearest my heart. When some of you were at Agnes Scott in 1917-18, we offered only 4 courses in Bible, one each in missions and church history. With permission from Dr. Gaines, I planned a program that would enable us within a short time to offer a major in Bible. By securing an associate, some of whom you will remember, Miss Engel, Dr. Logan for a year, then Dr. Gillespie, who is still with us, we were able to offer a strong major. And best of all, our majors are now able to find positions for teaching Bible in some of our public schools with salary equal to that of a teacher in other departments. This was indeed a consummation devoutly to be wished. Now, having apparently realized some of my many ambitions and being still active and in health, you may be asking why I am retiring. I assure you it is not from choice. But Agnes Scott, like so many colleges, has an automatic age limit. And having reached that limit, one is retired. How shall I spend my sunset days? I know only in part. I shall make my home with my youngest son, where I shall hope to reclaim my long-neglected music and art. Several publishers have asked to print my method of Bible teaching. This I may do. But coming back to you, my dear students, how I wish I might be able to peep in upon you in your varied activities. Many are in the homeland. Others have carried the Agnes Scott spirit to various foreign lands. But none has gone too far for my love and interest to follow. Now I must close this little chat with words you have heard me quote in class so often. Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. The last of life for which the first was made. Our times are in his hand, who saith, a whole I planned. Youth shows but half. Trust God, see all, nor be afraid. With love to you, everyone, 'tis time to say, vale.
We are very glad that Miss Mary Stuart McDougall is making a record for use among the alumni. For 24 years, she has served as head of the biology department and at the same time has found opportunity for research and for intellectual stimulation of young people throughout this region. She has recently been unanimously voted the honor of being named the Woman of the Year in Education for Atlanta. She well deserves the recognition, and we are delighted that she received it. Among the reasons why she was so honored are the following. She has published a new book, Biology, the Science of Life, which has been adopted by many leading universities. She is a consultant of the United States Public Health Service. She's president of the Southeastern Biologists Association, and she carries a full assignment of teaching and administration here at Agnes Scott. I am pleased to present Miss McDougall.
The year 1945-46 will round out for me a quarter of a century of service to Agnes Scott College. In my first years here, the college community lived and worked together more closely than it does today. Life was simpler. For example, there was only one car on the campus, Dr. Sweet's open Ford. One used the streetcar or one's feet for getting around. Yet in those early days, our academic work was good. In the year 1919-20, my first year at the college, there were 30 students in the four courses in biology. The staff consisted of a half-time assistant, Miss Patsy Lupo, and myself. Today we have 182 students, 5 full-time instructors, and 6 student assistants. A 6th instructor will be added when we have the facilities for teaching physiology and hygiene. We now offer major work in biology or zoology or botany. Many of you will remember Dr. Ruth Perkle, M.D. of Cornell, who has married and is a successful doctor in New York City. Our first full-time botanist was Dr. Mary Westall. She was followed by Dr. Thomas Whitaker and later by Dr. E.H. Runyon, who has been with us for 8 years. Some others especially remembered are Dr. Julia Rothamo, now of Western College for Women, B. Miller, who was with us 12 years and has recently married, and Frances McCullough, leaving us this year after 8 years to study medicine. In addition to these, I have seen 10 young instructors safely married. About 150 students have majored or minored in the department. The scrapbook that I keep shows that most of these have married, but that a good many have done graduate work. There is a sprinkling of PhDs and MDs and a goodly number of masters. Few majors are likely to forget the embryology laboratory, where I have a whole table reserved for research and where I work all of the free time that I have. There I come to know very well the students struggling to make slides. To this good day, students have not ceased taking any part of that lone table that I happen to leave uncovered. Since college days, I've always wanted to write. The 16 scientific articles and 2 theses I've written did not satisfy this ambition. So, last year, after 3 years of painful effort, my first book appeared. It is now in its 4th printing. A lab manual and a shorter book on zoology will go to the publishers this summer. Also, I hope to finish up some research on the chromosome cycle of the malaria parasite. As to the future, as soon as the war is over, a new science hall will be built. I hope that, with increased facilities, any student wishing to take the basic course in biology will be able to do so. This course, it seems to me, is important for a well-rounded education. It is also basic for many lines of endeavor undertaken by women today. I hope, too, that my successors, who may have a bent to do research, will have a place to work and all the equipment that they need, including time. It is my feeling that life at Agnes Scott has been and will continue to be for the years I have left, a good life.